Harrington, Caitlin Regal, another gold on this marvellous day of canoeing.
Olympic champions, New Zealand.
Canoeist Lisa Carrington may paddle her way into the history books today at the Tokyo Olympics. Yesterday she won two gold medals in less than 2 hours. She won the K1 200 and then, as you heard there, teamed up with Caitlin Regal to win the K2 500. Despite that, the 32-year-old is only halfway through her Olympic campaign, still targeting gold today in the K1 500 and K4 500. Lisa Carrington's currently on a par with two other legendary paddlers, Ian Ferguson and Paul McDonald, and equestrian Sir Mark Todd, as New Zealand's most decorated Olympic athletes with a total of 5 medals. But could she go even further today? Ian Ferguson is with us now. Morning, Ian. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
An amazing run by Lisa Carrington. How are you rating her chances today of carrying off more gold?
It's pretty good. She's definitely in for a medal. You can guarantee that. And you'd have to bet on it being the gold, but you never know on the day. So let's hope she's on form, and let's also hope that Caitlin's also on form.
Of course, it's not just one person, but it is a person today who may achieve quite a milestone, and you're one of the record holders, along with Paul McDonald and Sir Mark Todd, who might see that overtaken today. Are there mixed feelings, or is this a worthy athlete to take it outright?
Oh, very worthy athlete, and I'd love her to be the one that does it. It's good for kayaking, good for the country. There's no downside to this, so I'm very happy.
How would you describe her performance at these games, especially given, you know, more than one race in a day and sometimes quite close together? Is she pacing herself well, and is her strategy on target? It certainly has been to date.
Oh, she is just in the best form she's ever been, and she is just paddling superbly. Now, she doesn't even need to hold back. She's so damn good. She's fit, and she can bounce back from a race or two, no problem at all, and give it her best in the next one. So you'll see her racing really well today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day, yeah, till Friday. She's going to be taking more medals for sure.
This strategy seems to have been to go out hard, open up a lead that perhaps intimidates the field or makes it difficult for them to reel in. You do that when you know you've got enough left in you to hold them off at the end. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, you'll definitely see that again. She's good at doing what she does, and that's why she does it, because no one else can do it, and no one can keep up with her. So she gets out in front, and then she just stays there. It's not hard for her to do it. She's not, you know, if other people tried to go that fast at the start, they'd blow up, but she's still in a comfortable position and can just sit there in the front and lead all the way, just putting pressure on everybody else behind her. And she'll see if anyone has a go at her, and she'll just up it a bit and just, you know, force them back. It's brilliant racing from her.
It was interesting watching the race with Caitlin Regal yesterday, the K2 500, because they went out hard, and then I think it was the Polish team you could see making a bit of ground in the second 250, but then there was this burst at the end just to fend them off.
Yeah, I'm assuming she did a very similar race to what I used to do with Paul McDonald. He would pull a boat out, because the front person has to do the hard work at the very start and the back person has to follow them perfectly. That's where you can stuff up if you get out of town at a time. If the back person pushes too hard, the front person can't see what's happening behind her. And so, yeah, things can go wrong. So Lisa has to pull it out. Then Caitlin, as soon as Lisa starts settling down and rhythm gets good, Caitlin would have been really pushing hard through the centre bit, and Lisa just resting a little bit, then Lisa would have blasted again with her speed at the end just to hold anybody off. So, and Caitlin would have been hanging on. So, perfect race strategy.
Follow me. It's interesting you say that, because there's no cocks, of course. And can you feel what your fellow paddler is doing? Do you have to feel it or sense it, or is it pre-planned?
You can feel You can sense, in fact. And you do pre-plan, but you don't need to pre-plan. It's done so much. They would be paddling so much together, and they would know exactly what each other's even thinking. I know with Paul McDonald, I used to know exactly what he thought all the way down the race. We just seemed to think the same thing. We did the same thing after the race. We just looked the same way. We put our paddle the same way. Everything meant the same thing. It does get uncanny how things do happen. So there'll be one person in that boat.
Well, that's the power of training. How many revolutions, yeah, too? I mean, this is the other extraordinary thing about Carrington. She's patently got a VO2 max that's terrifying, to your point. You know, a heart on her that's epic. But the strength in those shoulders, it's a combination, I guess, of strength but just this extraordinary rhythm. I don't know how many revolutions they do paddling through a race of that length, but for them to be so in sync, it's an extraordinary feat.
It is. Yeah, kayaking's an amazing sport because you have to be very strong, have a lot of power, and have a lot of fitness, and have a lot of technique and rhythm to go with it. It's a whole package. So no one sort of takes up kayaking and is instantly good. You've got to make your way through the grades, and then after a time you just finally get the package together. And as Lisa really is getting into her best form now, she's unbeatable.
Your son Stephen's also an Olympian. You know what it takes to get to this level, but particularly to sustain performance over as long as Carrington has, to be at her prime now. What is she getting close to, her mid-30s? But mentally and physically, it's the test of an athlete in some ways, isn't it, to be able to sustain and continue to build performance?
Yes, it is. I guess my wife just mentioned this morning to me, she's in parallel with me. She said Lisa's at her third Olympics. And she's absolutely blowing everyone away. That was the same as me. She's 32. That was the same as me. She's still got age on her side, because I carried on and I actually did my fastest times at 40. I did PBs at 40. So, she can keep improving still.
They've been a controversial Olympics, Ian, given the circumstances in which they've been held, but they've also been one of the more successful for New Zealand in terms of the range of sports in which we've medalled, and a stellar performance from the boat squads, rowing and canoeing. This team has had a damn good games, and with more to come.
Yeah, we have done well, and the Olympics is still the Olympics. All top in the world are there. And even if one person doesn't turn up, there's still dozens of other countries there with their top people. So it is a bloody hard Olympics to win well in, and you're seeing Olympic records going down everywhere. So everyone's up there on form.
And this athlete certainly is. Ian, thanks for your thoughts. Thanks very much. Ian Ferguson, Lisa Carrington, I think it's 2:15, the K1 500 heats are, so she's into a fresh round now, but out there hunting gold. And if there's any more gold to come, it will put her out on her own as our most medalled Olympian. She shares with Ian Ferguson and Paul McDonald and Sir Mark Todd 5 medals currently, 4 of them gold for Carrington. But she is still in the hunt for more.